Hashem will open up the gates of wisdom upstairs.
And the Zohar says then, this is the year 5,600. It's 177 years. That's where the whole thing started. So the Zohar says, how do I know it? The Zohar says, it says in the Torah. The word is in the Torah. In Parashat Noach. It's Parashat Noach. Yeah, the Zohar is Parashat Noach. It's Parashat Noach. Bishnat 602 l'chayei Noach. Noach was 600 years old. Mabul haya mayim al haaretz, Mabul came down. He says, the only thing the Torah tells you stories, that Noach is 600 years old, Mabul comes? No. So Hashem Baruch Hu wrote it 1500 years ago. He says, the Torah wants to tell you, at the year 5600, this is the 600 of Noach, and Mabul haya mayim al haaretz is going to be a flood of wisdom. That's what the Torah means. So when you read the Torah, you think it's a tragedy. Mabul is coming. And Noach is 600 years old. Says the Zohar, yes. This is true. But that's not what Hashem wrote in the Torah. Hashem wrote in the Torah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was 500 years ago. He says that 900 years later, 5,600, then Tafrish Samach. Then Tafrish. Not Tafrish. The wisdom will open, and it's going to be things the Zohar said you won't believe what it is. You won't believe what it is. Today you read the Torah for you think it's a tragedy. This is Zohar said, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, that's not what it means. A lot of technology started in the year 5600. The telephone, everything. You see how far our understanding is. Everything, we read the Torah, it's a tragedy, Mabul comes. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, no, Mabul means one of the flood of wisdom.
Bechavad.
With your permission. Parashat Vayechi. The Torah tells us Yaakov Avinu, in the last day of his life, sounds like, he called up his brothers, his children, I'm sorry. And he told them, I would like to tell you when Mashiach is coming. Ketzer Yamin, the Gemara says. Sheikh HaChamin, the only two people in the world ever knew when is the final date of Mashiach. It's Yaakov Avinu and Daniel. Daniel really hints at the end of this book when is the time of Mashiach. The Gaon Mevilna wrote introduction to Yaakov Avinu's book. Yaakov Avinu wrote a book, it's called Safa Detzniuta. A Sefer Kabbalah. Rav Mevilna wrote introduction. And he writes in the introduction, according to that sentence in Daniel, and because Yaakov Avinu also, he said he knew it. He wants to reveal it. He knew it. And Rav Mevilna said, I'm going to write you the date with hints. Nobody should say, if you understand what I write, don't tell it to people. The two episodes happened in the last 100 years, that there was a Jewish convention in Europe, and the first convention, I don't remember how many years it was, somebody stood up, and he said, well, I have a surprise for everybody. I'm going to tell the date of Mashiach, according to the Gaon Mevilna. He says, this is the date, and he says, this is the date, he fell down dead. A few years later, same thing. It was also like a convention. And the man stood up and he said, I would like to tell you the date of Mashiach, whatever Yaakov Avinu meant, whatever. God maybe now writes an introduction. The man fell on the floor, he had a heart attack. He said, you can't say this. God maybe not sit down to say, not to say. Yaakov, the Torah tells us, wanted to reveal the time of Mashiach. So many other brothers got in. And all of a sudden, Yaakov cannot say the date. And he got a blockage. A blockage. So he asked the Gemara, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Yaakov told the brothers, I'm ready to give you the date of Mashiach. And now he cannot say that. So Yaakov asked them, is anybody over here have like thoughts about our Avodah Zarah? or something bad in his head, that he don't believe in Hashem. It's called Ketz HaYamin. It's called it's the right. Ketz HaYamin means it's the final date of Mashiach. So the Gemara says the brothers answered Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we believe in only God. The Gemara says Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'Ed. My Yerushalmi said, Yaakov said, Amen Yesh Merava. So the question was, is anybody here is doing a wrong, something not right that I cannot reveal the time of Mashiach? I said, Chas Shalom. No, ready. Where is the Mashiach? When is it? Yaakov doesn't have it. I said, no. But they said, Shema Israel. They said, everybody believe, they don't believe in Hashem. So instead, to say now when the Mashiach is, in the text, the Torah says, Yaakov tells him, okay, can't tell you when Mashiach coming, but let me tell you something. So what is he going to tell? He's going to give them bracha. It sounds like. It says, come everybody, I want to tell you something. What do you want to tell me? Hopefully, you know, some good things. So this is the last day of his life. So he goes to Reuben and says, Reuben, Bechori Ata. I say, Bechori Ata. He says, you. Of course, if they say you, and every letter in the Torah it means something. So it doesn't matter if Yaakov did say, didn't say, but Yaakov tell him this, Reuben, Bechori Ata, you, my oldest one. Let me say the word older. You. You should have been the Kohen Gadol, you should have been the king, you should have been the Bechor, but you lost everything. Levi is going to be the Kohen, Judah is going to be the king, and Yosef is going to be the firstborn. I said, well, why I'm saying it to you? I'll tell you why. You know what happened? So Rachel Aminu died. Rachel Aminu died 50 years ago, Rachel died. And Yosef is what? No, 47 years. Maybe no, a little bit less than 50 years ago. No. And Yosef is 39 plus 17. Yosef 56. Yeah, about 50 years ago. Rachel died. So, when Rachel died, I took my bed and I put it in Bila's tent. Bila was so-called maid of Rachel, but then she was released. So, Rachel was the center of the house. So, when Rachel died, so Yaakov took the bed, put it in the tent of Bila. Reuben came and he saw the bed over there. Took the bed, put it in his mother's tent. So, Gemara says, he had a point. I mean, Reuben said, listen, my mother was almost equal to Rachel. So Rachel is dead. So now Yaakov puts his bed in Bila's tent. Moved it over there. He moved it. Yaakov tells him, look, you know what you did? You moved my bed. You moved the Shechina. Bye. Screams at him. No bracha. No goodbye. He's going to die in a few minutes. That's how you depart from your children. Not only that, the Gemara says, 50 years you waited for this. I said, yeah. Yaakov said, listen, if I would have told it to you 50 years ago, I was afraid you're going to leave me and you're going to join my brother Esau. Reuben? I'm going to go and live with Esau? Why? Because he's going to scream at me? Well, I said, yeah. Yaakov tells Reuben, I should have told you this before. But I waited for the last day of my life because I was afraid. If I tell you before, you can move with your uncle Esau. Reuben's going to move with Esau. Yaakov said, yeah. Okay, what did I do? You moved the bed. Okay, you know what? Moshe Mover. What's the big deal? You call Moshe Mover.
Moshe.
Maybe he might steal the bed. But, you know, hopefully he'll get it again. You call the mover, move it back. What's the big deal? I moved the bed. So, I thought I should move the bed because, you know, my mother is insulted. How come you put the bed in Bila's tent? Okay, so you said What did I do exactly? What did I do? I moved the bed. You know, call Shimon and Levi and tell them to move the bed back. What's the thing? What do you mean? The Shekhinah? What Shekhinah? What do you mean Shekhinah moved, but Shekhinah is on my pillow? Okay, the Shekhinah is on the pillow, so move the bed with the Shekhinah. Okay, the Shekhinah moved over there, now move it again. Forget about it. By the way, the Gemara says, and Yosef was sold, Reuben wasn't there. Vayashav Reuben el Avo, b'nirem Reuben b'Avo. Torah tells us Reuben told the brothers, throw Yosef to the pit. The Gemara says there were two pits, not a pit with the snakes. The brothers threw him to another pit. So Torah says Reuben had the intention to bring him back to Yaakov Avinu. Ashivu and Aviv. He wasn't there when they sold him. I don't know what could he have done. He didn't listen to him, the brothers. But the Torah says Reuben didn't want anything to happen to Yosef. The Gemara says, so where was he? Where was he? The Gemara said he, since he moved the bed at the time Yaakov was upset at him, since then every day he did ta'anit and wearing sack. No more fancy suits. Every day time. So after the brothers threw Yosef into the pit, so Reuben went behind the mountain. He's doing ta'anit. He's praying to Hashem, please forgive me. I moved the bed. I said, what's so bad about moving the bed? I said, my father was angry at me. Papa, it's bad. I don't know what it is. So you do ta'anit. What are you ta'anit? Fast day. All his life fasting, because he moved the bed. Okay, so it's 50 years already. It's 50 years. He's doing ta'anit. 50 years doing ta'anit. Last day of his father, and Yaakov tells him, get out of the room. You missed everything. You should have been the kohen. You should have been, go. It's not your ta'anit. I don't understand. Not only that, the Gemara said that he announced in public he made a mistake. First, the Gemara said he came to Yaakov and he said, I'm sorry, I did it. Yaakov, I don't know how he suspected, maybe Yaakov had Ruach HaKodesh, but the Gemara said, first, Reuben went over to Yaakov. And he told Yaakov, I moved it, because it wasn't sure that Reuben is one of Leah's children, right? It can be Shimon, Levi, it can be Yehuda, Issachar, Zvulun. Leah had five children. So Reuben approached Yaakov and said, I am the one, I moved the bed. Then the Gemara says, when Judah admitted that he is the father of the babies that Tamar carries in her stomach, and he said, I'm sorry, it's me, I'm the father. So, Reuben stood up and said, let me tell in public also something else. Even though I confessed to my father that I moved the bed, I did this. So, confessed in public, did ta'anit, all his life is wearing sack. Now, the last day of his father's life, he screams at him, he says, what did you do? What did you do? Okay, but I did ta'anit. How come I was not accepted? What happened? What did I do wrong? Not accepted ta'anit. Not only that, the Gemara says, until Moshe Rabbeinu, a few hundred years later, before Moshe will die, without a bracha, Moshe starts, Yechi Reuben v'al yamot. Moshe gives bracha to Reuben. Reuben should be alive, he should not die. Says the Chachamim, what do you mean? Why is he going to die? I said, you know, because Reuben took upon himself, he and the tribe of Reuben is dead already. The tribe of Reuben and the tribe of God took upon themselves to be the Marines to capture Eretz Israel. And they wanted to stay on the east side of the Jordan River. But they said they're going to leave the family and they're going to be, you know, Sayeret Matkal. They're going to be all the way in the front. And this is a very dangerous thing. And Reuben might die. Reuben might die because Yaakov never gave him a blessing. Yaakov screamed at him. So Moshe Rabbeinu, before he dies, he said, Yechi Reuben, Reuben should be alive. Al Yamot, he should be here, alive, and Al Yamot Olam Haba. He should have Olam Haba too. He said, What did he do? He moved the bed. He said, what do you want from the guy? He didn't do nothing. Moving the bed, so what do we move the bed? What is the major sin that Yaakov? I said, what this has to do now? Why are you screaming at him now? What good is this? What do you want from him now? What do you mean? When he's 56 years old? Okay, when he was 6 years old, 7 years old, I don't know. How old is he? No, it was 13. was 30. So now he's over 60. What do you want from him now? He says, listen, 50 years ago you did something. So what are you trying to tell him? I didn't want to tell you before because I was afraid you're going to join Esav against me. Join against me? Okay. What's the purpose doing it now? What's the purpose? What do you want from the kid? The man is an older person. Now you're giving him a mushaf that 50 years ago he moved the bed. The man is doing tanit. He's wearing sack. What do you want from him? What's the purpose? It's not a kid in school. Kid in school, you punish him. You tell him something, he changes himself. So what do you want? The bed. What happened? So now you need a bed now. What's the problem? And you call Shimon and Levi. They come inside the room. Scream at them also. Scream at them. Shimon and Levi Achim. He comes to hold him. You like Esav. You killed Shem. You wanted to kill Yosef. Get out of here. What's now? What is now exactly? What do you want from him now? It's best already. What Musa is going to serve now when you're going to die in 5 minutes? What's the purpose of it? What's the purpose? You want to write him off the wind? Okay, write him off the wind. It's a punishment. Why are you screaming at him? Something they did, they killed Shem. 50 years ago, they killed Shem. So why has to do with anything now? I said, now the next one is Yehuda. Yehuda, Tayu Ducha Achecha. Yaakov, Ramah says, when Yehuda heard that Yaakov screamed at Reuben and Shimon and Levi, says the Gemara, Yehuda was shaking outside already. He's going to tell him something also. The Torah says, Yehuda, Tayu Ducha Achecha. He says, Ata. Something the word says, Ata. He said, Ata to Reuben, and he said, Ata to Yehuda. Only those two. Reuben said, Reuben Bechori Ata. First he told him, Reuben, and then the second word was Bechori, my oldest one, and then the third was Ata, you. Said, again, you don't need this word. To Yehuda, it says, Yehuda Ata, you. Reuben Ata, Odo, whatever. Says the Gemara, Yaakov tells him, come here. This one. He says, you know, there's going to be a Jewish nation. And they're going to be called Jewish. Yaakov tells them. Yehudi. You, a Jew. What are you? I'm Jewish. I assume Jewish. He says, I'm Israeli. Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel is fine. But the whole Torah, you never saw, there's no word Yehudi in the Torah. But the Torah of Bnei Israel, Bnei Israel, Bnei Israel. Yaakov tells Yehuda, you know, it's going to be a Jewish nation. It's called Yehudim. Yehudim is the plural of Yehuda. Let's Yehudim. A Yehudi, a Yehudi is the same letter as Yehuda in plural. Oh, I have a Yud at the end. Instead of Hey, you have a Yud. Yeah. Who said it? Yaakov. He can't say, I'm Israeli. No, I'm Yehudi. Medinat Yehudim. The state of the Yehudim. You don't say state of Israel. Israel for the going. This is Medinat HaYehudi. This is Mordechai HaYehudi. What Yehudi? The man says, well, it's mother from Yehuda. Who cares about it? And then the whole Megillah is about Yehudim. A Yehudim Asher B'Shushan, a Yehudim Asher. What happened to Yehudim? Where do you get Yehudim now? It must be in the Tanakh, most of the Tanakh, you can't find this word, Yehudim. But this is Israel. Something they call Yehuda, but not as a nation. As a nation called Yehudim. Hashmi that call a Yehudim. Haman wants to kill all the Jewish ones. Where do you get Yehudim? Yaakov said, what is it all about? So come to Gemara and says, Yaakov told Yehuda, listen, you admitted. You admitted when somebody told you the Tamar, your so-called ex-daughter-in-law, she's pregnant, and you thought she did something wrong, and you said, let's burn her. And she presented some things, and you admitted in public. It's called admitting in public, is like l'hodot, to admit. I said, this is my name is Yehuda. As the Jewish people, they call Yehudim. What has to do with me? Oh, Yehudi, because Yehuda admitted. Why has to do anything? What does it mean? I have to say, I'm Yehudi. When you did, because Yehuda, what has to do? Yehuda admitted because he did something wrong. Abu Hashem didn't do nothing wrong. But I didn't blame anybody. I didn't want to kill anybody. I said, well, who are you? I'm Yehudi. What do you mean I'm Jewish? What has to do with Jewish? What do you mean? I'm Israeli. I'm Bnei Israel. No, Bnei Israel. Yaakov said, no, it's going to be Yehudim. And again, he waited till we get out of Esther. Until we get out of Esther, you almost never find the word Yehudim. Yeah. Sometimes, but very, very seldom. Almost never. So what is the secret behind it? Also, the Gemara tells us that Shabbat Shuvah, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Shabbat Shuvah. He says, what's why it's called Shabbat Shuvah? Not because it's because between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's because the Haftarah, we read the Haftarah, Shuvah Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha. We read the Haftarah, Haftarah says Shuvah, Shuvah. He says, the Gemara, who wrote this Shuvah? He says, this is Navi Hoshea. One says, Hoshea, who is this guy? He says, this is the grandson of Reuben. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Reuben, you, the first man, started to do teshuva, whatever it means. Hashem said, your great grandson, he will say prophecy that will start with the sentence, do teshuva. Why? Because you did teshuva. So he did teshuva. He did teshuva. What does Yaakov want from him? What does Yaakov want from the guy? He did teshuva. See, obviously, read Parashat, read after Shabbat Shuvah, Shuvah Israel, he says, who said? Hoshea, who is Hoshea? Reuben's grandson. So, what's the privilege? Because Reuben did Teshuvah. Reuben did Teshuvah. So, what's the problem? Why Yaakov screams at him? What's the purpose? What's the achievement? What's he screams at somebody already that is over 60 years old? He screams at him or something that he did 50 years ago? I mean, tell us like this. Look at Rashi. Tells us what the Torah says. When Yaakov starts the conversation with Reuben, he tells him, Reuben, me, my firstborn. Pachas kamaim al totar. Tells him, no, you act like water without thinking and with anger. Sister Rambam in his commentary in Chod Shuvah, I listened, he said, with all the respect, Rambam said, you don't want to do the Shuvah, you did something wrong. I said, why did you do something? Why did you do this? Why did you do it? What is the drive behind it? A car doesn't start and then you have a starter. What triggers? You went down there and you did something. You moved the bed. Nothing, right? You moved the bed is nothing. To move the bed from Bilastin to Leatin is nothing. But why did you move the bed and how did you move the bed? Yaakov tells him, I'll tell you what happened. You ran into my room. In anger, you picked up the bed. And you moved it. That was the problem. What we call in America, short fuse. That's the problem, says the Rambam. You did teshuva. I'm sorry, I did this. He said, listen. Says the Rambam, you have to do teshuva on your habits. On your anger, says the Rambam, the first thing, on your anger, and in other things, desires that you have inside you, that triggers. You did something, is the act is a sin. But what is the starter? Says the Rambam, you have to do teshuvah on the starter. So Rabbi Yisrael Mesalanta, you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur, say, I need kapara. Hashem said, you need kapara, hold it. Let's say you did the same thing. 2 years ago, the last 50 years, I heard from you, kapara. It's enough, the joke. Says Rabbi Yisrael Mesalanta, the only way that Hashem would listen to you, if you tell Hashem, I know I did something wrong, but I realize that I got to prevent myself from doing it. Says Rabbi Yisrael Mesalanta, that's what Rambam tells you. He says, you have to work on your habits. Control. Don't fall into a trap. Then you're going to do something. Gemara says, a Nazir is not allowed to have wine. Says the Gemara is not allowed to walk through a vineyard. Can't. Because soon you're going to have a grape in your mouth. Says the Rambam, this is the job on this world. As Rabbi Chaim Vital writes in his book, he says, first, you got to fix your habits. Says the Gemara Vilna, to fix a habit might take the whole life. If you don't do it thoroughly and all the time, and you work on it very thoroughly, until you change yourself, you're going to die. But at least you know what you got to do in your life what you control, not can you fall in the trap. So it's not the act. The act is already a consequence of something that triggered the act. And it's true, Chacham said, Reuven was doing tshuva all his life. And I says, Reuven, are you eating supper? No, I'm the tanit. How come you're wearing sacks? Because I did something wrong. What did you do? I moved the bed. Oh no, Yaakov said, see, the last 60 years, you made a tanit, it's good. But you have to do tanit for something else. And you have to learn musaf for something else. For your anger and for acting without thinking. So the Gemara, let me tell you something. Anger, the Gemara says, is so bad. If a prophet, you want to ask a prophet what to do, and if he gets angry, he has no connection with Hashem. So the Gemara asked Elisha a question in the text in the Navi. And Elisha was upset, and he said, get me somebody to play harp. I have to finish with my anger. Otherwise, I cannot answer you what you're asking me to ask Hashem. So the Gemara said, in Navi, if he's a prophet, his prophecy disappears from him. Im chachamu, if he's smart, chokhmato misaleket, his wisdom flies. Chachamu said, what do you mean? Look, I said, 2 weeks ago, Parashat Mikens, the brothers came home. The brothers came home. And they tell Yaakov, Shimon is in jail. The guy in Egypt wants us to bring Binyamin down. Yaakov said, no way. You're not going to bring Binyamin. Joseph disappeared. Shimon is in jail. Now Binyamin is going to disappear. Forget about it. So in the text, Torah says, Reuben goes over to Yaakov and says, listen, I guarantee Binyamin. Yaakov said, you guarantee Binyamin? I guarantee Binyamin. Yaakov said, if I don't bring Binyamin back, kill my two children. Says the Gemara, Yaakov said to him, you're an idiot. Shote. Yaakov tells him in his face, Bechor Shote. Firstborn lunatic, he told him. You're an idiot. I think I'm going to kill my grandchildren. What's wrong with you? What is coming in your head, this stupidity? You say that you want to guarantee Binyamin? And if you don't, I should go kill your children. I says, woman, with all the respect, you know, he's not a 2 years old, this guy. This guy is over 30 years old. This is over, he's 40, he's over 40 years old. Where do you get this stupid answer to say this to Yaakov Levinon? That's what Gemara says. If you have a short fuse, if you have anger problem, says the Gemara, you made a mistake. How did I make this mistake? Blockage in your brain because of your anger. That's your problem. You're shooting yourself if you get angry because your wisdom vaporizes. That what Yaakov tells now, Reuven, listen, I know you're over 60 years old, I understand everything. Let me tell you something. 50 years ago, you moved my bed. Let me tell you, moving the bed is bad enough, it's big chutzpah. But the way you move the bed, this is your problem in life. This is why you cannot be a king. This is why you cannot be a kohen. This is the one again, it's not going to call the firstborn, because you can control yourself. Says the Gemara, "Kol ha'koshkel v'avodah zarah." Somebody that angry is like doing. He can do avodah zarah. By the way, Christianity started like this. Christianity started. Rabbi Shimon ben Parachya had a student, and they were in the hotel, and he went to his the student, asked Rabbi Shimon ben Parachya, "Why this girl? Eyes is Japanese, but she has sushi." Or because she eats with sticks. And Rabbi Shimon ben Parachya screamed at him and says, why are you looking at the girl, the receptionist? He said, why? Went outside, picked up a radish from the floor of the Shabbat, he said, I'm not Jewish, I'm Finnish, started Christianity. Millions of Jews, maybe 10 million, 50 million, got killed, crusading, because of anger. Because this guy had an anger problem, this guy. Doesn't matter, it should have been a tanner. That's what Yaakov tells Reuven now. This is your problem in life. He says, with all the respect, Tanit, Teshuvah, Teshuvah, you did Teshuvah. Very good, excellent. But you did not fix the problem, the root you didn't fix. So you can run your life all the time. So again you make a mistake. You know why? Because you're not working on the root. You have to work on your midot. Says Rabbi Chaim Vital, the midot is not in the Torah because this is before you study Torah. You have to start learning Musar and control all your habits. Because soon you're going to do this, soon you're going to do this. I says it's not a problem. The problem is your habits. Let's let Yaakov Avinu scream at Reuven. I says it's not the bed. It's not the bed. The bed is not a problem. We call Moshe mover. It doesn't help to move the bed back. You know what he did? I'll tell you what he did. Hashem disappears with this anger. That's the problem. As Rashi in Gemara Shabbat, you know, before the Mishkan was built, the Shekhinah dwells in the tent of the Tzaddikim. But Reuven acted so bad, Hashem flies. Hashem flies. When somebody gets angry, Hashem flies. So even though it was not his house, but still, look what he did. He moved the bed. This is the damage. That's why Yaakov Avinu screams at him and says, you want to know something? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I wanted to reveal the time of Mashiach. I thought maybe one of you is doing Avodah Zarah and ask anybody who wants to do Avodah Zarah, says, no, everybody says Shema Yisrael. Everybody says, Baruch Shem, Baruch Hashem. I said, okay, now when is Mashiach coming? I'll tell you when Mashiach is coming. Tell you what. You know, I want to tell you the date, the last date of Mashiach. That's the Mashiach is now time. It means after the Sacrament of Mikdash. Says the Gemara, look. First, the Mikdash was destroyed because people did Avodah Zarah. People killed, people did Gilui Ariyot. Nevertheless, 70 years later, started the construction. A little bit later, doesn't matter, second Beit HaMikdash. Gemara says, okay, and now, look, we are 1,000 years after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. There is no sight, there is no future. When is Beit HaMikdash coming? When the third one? And Gemara says, you know why? Because of your habits. That's the problem. Sinat Chinam. Sinat Chinam, Gemara says, bad habits are worse than the sins. Because the bad habits trigger sins. So after the Mikdash, people fought and killed each other. Did Avodah Zarah? Hashem said, forget about it. Do teshuvah on this. You get the exile. Got punished. You come back to Eretz Israel. Who? Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi. So Gemara says, why is Mordechai? Mordechai HaYehudi? Who is it? Why is it? It's his mother from Yehuda. What's Yehuda? Yehuda admitted in public. Admit in public, it means that you overcome your pride. The Gemara tells us, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, Moshe asked, so who is going to be the Kohen? So Moshe goes to the tribes, and he goes to Yehuda, he asks Hashem, maybe Nachshon. Nachshon jump into the water. Maybe he should be the Kohen? Hashem says, no, this tribe has a problem with pride. People have knows up. But Yehuda, when he admitted in public, the Gemara says somebody admits in public, Hashem waves all these sins. Yaakov said to Yehuda, forget about it. You sold Yosef. Everything is waived. What do you mean waived? What do you mean waived? You sold Yosef. Yeah, but you've been forgiven. Why are you forgiven? Because you admitted in public. Because you put your pride down. If you overcome your pride, says the Rambam, the pride is the worst thing. That the anger also comes from pride. He says, who are you to tell me? Who are you to do? He says, why are you doing this? He says, a worm doesn't get angry. As David HaMelech says, I'm a worm. David HaMelech is a descendant of Yehuda. Says the Chachamim, says the Gemara, look, Yehuda is Hashem's name. Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. And he's a Dalet. Says David. You have to be like Hashem. Hashem is humble. The Gemara says Hashem is humble. The angels call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the insulted king. Everybody speaks at Hashem. Everybody does what he wants. Hashem doesn't know anything. If a person does something against Hashem, Hashem should have killed him on the spot. So the angels, the Gemara says, they call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Aluv, insulted king. Hashem doesn't say nothing because Hashem is very humble. Yehuda, when he admitted in public, he says, what is this? He says, admit in public, for what? For the real thing, for the embarrassment. I says, that counts. From this, every Jew will be called a Jew. You Yehudi, now you're Yehudi. He says, why? To let you know that you have to admit in public and not to be embarrassed. He says, you're among the goyim, you cannot hide your Judaism. He So the whole Holocaust started in Germany. What happened in Germany? Was the guy Moshe Mandelson told the Jews, listen, take off the kippah, take off the tzitzit, at home you do it. Outside, be a German. Be a German. Go to university, don't say you're Jewish, don't say you're Jewish. The whole assimilation, the whole reform movement, the whole disaster from Israel started in Germany. You know what happened? He said, listen, don't show that you're a Jew. Rabbi Ovadia said that all these people that died in the Holocaust are the same neshamot of the people in Spain. That those people hid themselves in the basement and they were afraid to come outside to say, I'm Jewish. I says, I need it from Mordechai Yehudi. It's called Mordechai Yehudi. I said, protested against Haman. He said, Yehuda. Yehuda stood up and says, I did the sin. I said, don't embarrass yourself in public. Why do you embarrass yourself in public? He says, that is called Yehudi, because that's called Hashem's name, because you like HaKadosh Baruch. I says, Dari, let me explain to you something. And he said, look, we say in Tefillah, Mordechai HaShem Knesset HaGdola, the second paragraph starts, Ata Gibor L'Olam HaShem. Ata Gibor L'Olam HaShem. Says Dari, look, the first letter of Ata is Aleph. The first letter of Gibor is Gimel. The first letter of L'Olam, forever, is Lamed. Hashem over there, it says Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud. So he says Aleph and Gimel and Lamed and Aleph. He says, this is Shema Geula. That's what you have to have in mind when you say in Shemoneh Esrei. Atak Yivol Olam Hashem. He says, have in mind, visualize Aleph and Gimel Lamed and Aleph. That is the name that you want Mashiach. That's called Atak Yivol Olam Hashem. He says, Dari, I want to show you something. In the bracha that Yaakov gives Yehuda, has five sentences. First sentence, Yaakov says to Yehuda, Yehuda, Ata, you. The Ata starts with Aleph. Second sentence in the bracha starts Gur Aryeh Yehuda with Gimel. Third sentence in the bracha starts with Lamed. Lo Yasu Shevet Mila. Fourth sentence, it says, Osri Lagefni Yo. Tie the donkey of Mashiach to the vineyard. It says, look, Yaakov hints to Yehuda, Mashiach is going to come from you. David HaMelech is going to come from you. Because you admit it. Jews will come from you. It's going to be called Yehudim. Because you admit it. This is Shema Geula. It says, Yehuda Ata. Look Ata. I said, we say in the Tefillah also, Ata Gibor. What do you say in the Tefillah? Ata Gibor. Give me Ata. Ata Gibor, you say? Yeah. Ata. You, the same Ata. That Yaakov says to Yehuda, he says, Ata. He says, Ata refers to Hashem. Ata refers to Hashem. You have to be like Hashem. You have to be humble down to earth. You have to control your anger. You have to control your habits. He says, that's when Mashiach will come. I says, Mashiach is not coming. Why Mashiach is not coming? He says, Yaakov says, I want to tell you, find the letter of Mashiach. He says, okay, Papa, when is it? I said, I can't do it. He said, what happened? Everybody lives in Hashem. Yeah. But your habits are not good. Come here, Reuven. You're not good. You're still angry. How do I know? Look, 17 years ago, you know what happened 17 years ago? You told me, kill my two children. How did you say such a sentence to me? You, Reuven and Levi, you, Levi, and Shimon and Levi, you're the same thing. You're jealous at Yosef. You wanted to kill Yosef. You hated Yosef. That's why I cannot reveal the time of Mashiach. That's why Yaakov decided to say now. He didn't. Reuven, you know, if I would have said it 50 years ago, moved the bed, you would have left me, you would have gone and joined my brother, the killer. And you're going to come with Esau against me. What? I'm going to come? Yeah. If you have an anger problem, says the Gemara, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. In the minute you're angry, who knows what you're going to do? If I would have told you, why did you move the bed? You would say, Papa, goodbye, pick up, go to Port Authority, you're not going to see me no more. Finish. Therefore, the Torah tells us, this really is a story. It's not a story to tell you what Yaakov did. It says, why Yaakov could not reveal the time of Mashiach? It's not because the people have no emunah. Because your habits are not good. Your habits are not good, but you're not going to have emunah. The Gemara says, everything is not good. I says, if you're going to do such a thing, it means you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me? Yeah, Reuven, you. That's why you cannot be the king. Chachamim, that was the power of Yehuda. And that's why, according to one version, the whole Tanakh, doesn't say Yerushalayim with Yud. It says Yerushalayim. According to one version, only Megillat Esther says, "Ish Yehudi Hayah Ben Shushan Adira." ושמו מרדכי בן יאיר בן קיש בן שמעי שמיני אשר הוגלה מירושלים. The whole Tanakh, you see, says Yerushalem, Yerushalem, Yerushalem. There's one version that says another place. It's a little version. But definitely one thing. You don't see in the Torah the word Yerushalayim. The first time you see Melech Yerushalayim, you say in Sefer Yehoshua. I say, where is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the place of Hashem. I say, you don't have it in the Torah. I say, what happened? Why come you don't have it? I say, Mordechai HaYehudi. Because Mordechai is Yehudi. I say, his mother's from Yehuda. And he is not embarrassed. He is going to protest against Haman. He's going to show that he is Jewish. He's not embarrassed. He says, not like the others. He says, now it's going to be Yerushalayim. It's called Yerushalayim Bavnuya. The Yerushalayim is because we protest and we're not afraid, we're not embarrassed to say we're Jewish. We say, we are Jewish. He says, who? Yehuda. Yehuda admitted in public. He says, in the whole pride. The Gemara says, he was a proud person, Yehuda. He had what to be with, proud with. But still, to go to admit in public that I'm the father, from this came the Mashiach. From this admission. Why? So Gemara said, because Tamar had two babies in the stomach. One of them is Peretz. Mashiach came from Peretz. Mashiach David HaMelech came from Peretz. I said, what is that? Says, David HaMelech, he is the one, so-called, said, I'm down to earth, down to earth, down to earth, down to earth. Controls his self, controls his habits, controls his desires. I said, this is the key for Mashiach. And that's Parashat Vayechi. And Sefer Bereshit says, to tell you, expect Mashiach, yeah, Mashiach come. Not because these people don't behave, says, because the habits, we have to control our habits to behave better. Mashiach come, Rabbi Menami.